Okay, I think it's time to start. You are all warmly welcome to this information session on Theory of Science Internet Course 1.1. I trust that you have had nice holidays and you are refreshed and ready to start new semester. I am Petteri Niemi. I work as a teacher and researcher in the Methodology Center for Human Sciences. I teach theory of science, but also research ethics and also some other things. My own research interests are related to philosophy of social work recently, that is. I have done some empirical research, although I am a philosopher originally. Okay, but now to this course. This whole project started at May 2013. The goal was to construct an English internet course that can be done fully remotely. I kind of succeeded in that. This course is for PhD students from all disciplines, which is a kind of a challenge for me as a teacher of this course, but also it's a richness of these kinds of courses. This course is still under development. Also in this spring, I will make some updates to it. I add some content and also respond to some wishes you have presented earlier. One of the most common development suggestion was that I should put also the slides to the net pages, and I'm doing it at the moment. I have put the first slides there. So I'm improving this course, and I will also add some content, some sections, some new sections there. But that should not bother you anyway. It's just that new content emerges to the web pages. Okay, there's now a whole year of experience of this course. 113 participants completed this course last year, which is quite a big amount. I am a bit struggling with this much of students doing this course. It has lots of consequences. For instance, I'm struggling with answering your emails and also the amount of time it takes for me to check the portfolios after you have returned them to me. That has been quite long at some cases, a month, even 2 months in some cases. So that's one of the problems of this course. I try to improve that during this semester. I really do. Here are the contents of this course: science versus pseudoscience, kind of a traditional starting point for philosophy of science. That's the main angle during this course. The most of the topics are considered from the point of view of philosophy of science, but there is also some philosophy, psychology of science and sociology of science. So that's one reason why we are talking about theory of science, because theories about science have been conducted other disciplines also, not just philosophy, but also psychology and sociology and history of science, and there are other disciplines too, which have a kind of formed theories about science, and we are going to look at them. So the traditional problem, how to distinguish science from other disciplines, other discourses, we start with that. Then there is knowledge, truth, and perception, key concepts of science. Knowledge, of course, is one of the most important concepts for philosophy of science, and a special branch, sub-discipline of philosophy called epistemology. obviously the concept of truth is important for science, and perception is very important for most disciplines, for most branches of science. Under determination and power, you probably don't know what the term under determination means, but it, well, basically it means that the empirical reality doesn't fully determine the results of science. The results of science theories and such, they are underdetermined by empirical reality. That's the kind of core meaning of the word. Of course, this kind of underdetermination creates a space, a kind of space for power to enter to science. So that's their connection and why they are handled together. So there's going to be a section on that. Also, there are a section on concepts and definitions. What are concepts? What are concepts in science? How should they be defined in science? What kind of definitions are good in science? And also, causality and laws. What's causality? Who knows? Cause and effect. Syy is the Finnish translation for that. Causality is something that is very much investigated by various branches of science. We typically try to find some causal mechanisms from some realm of empirical reality. What are scientific laws? Strict laws and also statistical laws. These are two main types of scientific laws. There is a section on that too. And nextly, the course contains a section on scientific theories. In fact, this word is used in many ways in science. We are going to explore those. And a basic kind of information package also on models. What are scientific models? Actually, both of these words are used in very different ways in different branches. So that's a bit of challenge for us all. I will also, the net pages contain a section on scientific inference and explaining. What I do there is I basically introduce the very basic types of scientific inference and explaining. Okay, there's a section on measurement and experiments, on meaning and understanding. Measurement and experiment section is very much targeted for those of you who come from natural sciences or do quantitative research. And this section on meaning and understanding is meant for those of you who do qualitative research at the side of human sciences. But it's good to familiarize yourself with all kinds of science. So you should really familiarize yourself with both sections very carefully. There is a small package on quantitative, qualitative and mixed methods, kind of an overview rehearsal package for those of you for whom these very basic concepts are not familiar. And also there are basic packages on validity and reliability, nothing very deep, but kind of very basic things concerning those. And finally, the last section of this course is a kind of dialogue where the concept of scientific worldview is considered. Okay, here are the contents of this course. Here are the goals. After this course, PhD students master the key concepts of theory of science, conceive the main features features of central approaches to philosophy of science, understand profoundly the specific features of scientific conduct, and they are able to apply them to their own work. Also, they recognize the special theory of science questions of their own field. This is a very important goal. And they evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of typical answers given to them. And also, a kind of ethical goal for this course is that you, after doing this, I trust that you do this already, but the goal anyway is that you understand the differences between various branches of science, and also you respect them. Tolerance between different branches of science is very important value for this course. Okay, what kind of materials the net pages contain? The kind of skeleton comprises of lectures, kind of a PowerPoint lectures. In the ordinary PowerPoint program, there is a possibility to kind of record your voice. So what I have done is that I have taken my previous lecture slides and I have recorded kind of my ideas concerning these slides. Also, I kind of explain them, the points, in more depth way. So this is a basic method I have used during this course. I have recorded my voice on top of my previous lecture slides, and I have made videos out of them. There are also other kinds of stuff, for instance, Prezi presentations. Prezi is a very good system for presenting certain kind of learning contents. For instance, conceptual maps and mind maps is very good tool for those kinds of materials. In the web pages, there are embedded Prezi presentations, which means that they are directly in the web pages, but also videos that I have made of those presentations. One important thing is that in order for you to see those presentations, you have to allow your browser to show all contents. And this happens a bit different ways in the case of different browsers. Let's check this out. How it happens in Explorer. Okay, by the way, here's how the course looks like. Here's the main page of the course. There are 6 chapters, also folders for FAQ, and this information session, the recording of it will be put there, and also the workshop program and the presentations, at least some of them, will be put there. Okay, it says here that only secure content is displayed. You have to click show all content. And in different browsers this happens a bit different way. I don't remember how it happens in Netscape and Opera. You have to kind of figure that out yourself. And here is one example of Prezi presentation, embedded Prezi presentation, and you can go forwards and backwards and check these points from here. So there are Prezi presentations. There's one kind of a flash learning game, or I'm not sure how should I characterize it. In it you have to connect the right concepts on the left side to their definitions or characterizations on the right side. It's quite simple. Probably it would be interesting to make more of them, but this whole flash technology is a bit problematic because it contains some security risks. Most probably I will be giving up on it. So, but there, at least for now, there is one this kind of flash learning game or something like that. And there are lots of links to various kinds of illustrations, texts, and such stuff. To videos, resources you can find from internet. The links have to do with a certain assignment in the portfolio. Okay, that kind of stuff is on the web pages. How do you do this course? Well, as I said, this course contains has its own web pages. They are located under the pages of Methodology Center. These pages are open throughout the academic year, so basically you can do this course throughout the academic year whenever you want. But I personally do not read portfolios during summer semester. So that's reserved for summer school, for conferences, for my own research. Starting from 1st of June, I will not be reading these portfolios. So you can do this course on summer, but I won't be checking them. I will be checking them on August probably or September. And you need a path key to get there. I think I will do this time as I have done a couple of times earlier. After this presentation here, I will send a kind of collective message for all who have registered for this course in Korppi. I will send a collective message for you in which I give the link to the web pages and also I give the path key. But if you register for this course later, starting from tomorrow, then you need to send me an individual email and ask the link and also the path key. But if you by now have registered in Korppi, then you will get the message today. Okay, one more point. There are no restrictions to the amount of users. Generally, those web pages have worked quite fine, but some individual students have had some problems. Usually those, if you wait for a day or two or something like that, then those systems start to work. But if you encounter more serious problems, you probably should contact IT support here in the University of Jyväskylä. Perhaps they can then help you. But most probably you don't encounter any problems, and if you encounter some problems, those are only temporary. So just try again after a couple of days or something like that. To get 3 credit points, register for the course in Korppi. I trust that you have done that already. Contact me. I explained also this. Already explained it. Watch all the videos in the order that they have been put into the web pages. Do the relevant assignments. Fill in the portfolio and return it to me as an email attachment. Okay.
May I ask something?
Yes.
So regarding this section 2, you will send us the key, so we don't need to email you. Is this correct?
Yes.
And we don't need to negotiate a schedule, but we can do it when we find suitable time.
I guess the schedule I will suggest you in the joint message will be that you should return the portfolio to me by the end of, April. By the end of April, that would be good, so that I have time to check them before the summer semester starts. By the end of April. You can do these assignments quickly, I think you can do then in a couple of weeks if you want. But also if you take those issues very seriously and really start to digging out all possible kind of extra sources and so on, then it might even take a couple of months. It depends how interested you are in these themes and also how important they are for your own PhD projects. For some projects, these kinds of questions are not that important. You have a clear idea of what you are going to investigate and you have a clear idea of what kind of methods you are going to use. And you might also have a clear idea what are the kind of possibilities and limits of those methods. So then it might be that these kinds of issues are not that important for you. You kind of, anyway, you kind of expand your knowledge on science. This is anyway the good point. But there are also that kind of research project for which these themes are very important and central. So it really depends on the discipline and the nature of the research projects, how important these themes are. Okay, here is how the portfolio looks like. It's basically a kind of Word file which contains simple tables which you fill. They expand if you need more space, but it is the kind of space that is put there is kind of a hint to you that that's the good extent of the answer. For instance, for this, you should answer something like one page. But the length of these portfolios varies a lot. I think the longest of them have been like 22 pages. But shortest, I think they have been about 8 pages. I don't mind if they are long. It's often very interesting to read them. Okay, you can answer in Finnish if you like. There's absolutely no reason for me to force you to use English. It would be good to have this course on Finnish too, but unfortunately I don't have time to kind of translate those contents from the web page. For us Finns, it makes the understanding of those themes a bit more difficult because the slides are in English. That's unfortunate, but it was very important to have these web pages in English. Okay, one point about portfolio. Some questions require that you seek answers from the literature of your own branch. So, as you can understand, I cannot be expert on every possible branch of science here in the University of Jyväskylä, and also the special questions of every possible branch cannot be presented in any one lecture. So there are sections that kind of presuppose that you yourself actively look for sources from your own branch that are concentrated on specific theory of science questions of your own field. So you need to do that kind of literature searches too. Perhaps we will look some assignments in the portfolio more closely. Here is how it looks like in Word. Before you submit it to me, you can turn it to PDF if you like. Some students do, but that's not necessary. Okay, the first assignment has to do with demarcation, how to distinguish science from pseudoscience. The second assignment is about perceptions. These are quite nice and simple assignments. The questions are quite clear. then you need to kind of figure out what's your general philosophical position, or write something about it. It might be sensible to be flexible in this respect. Just a suggestion, but it might be sensible to kind of start from the nature of the research subjects and then choose your philosophical position. That's possible too. Okay, then there is an assignment where you have to define some concept. During the NET videos, I present one kind of a model or formula how you can do it, but that's not kind of an absolute formula how you should do it in every case. You can pick from it those phases that are relevant for you and your own discipline. Not all phases are relevant for every discipline. So as there is no one way of doing science, there is no single one formula of defining concepts. So you can answer flexibly. You don't have to kind of mechanically answer all questions, because it's probable that not all questions are as relevant for every branch of science. You can answer flexibly. Okay, then you have to consider also about how the concepts of theory and model are used in your own branch, and also what kind of inferences and explanations are typical for your own branch. And then there is a choice for you. If you are doing experimental research or quantitative research, you are supposed to do this assignment 8E. But if you are doing qualitative research, you can skip that one and do this assignment 8B. This concerns the nature of measurement, and this concerns varieties of meaning. And then last assignment or question is to give some feedback on the course. Okay, do you have any questions concerning this portfolio? It's pretty straightforward and simple. It's just I should mention that I always, in the videos, I mention when you should fill some part of this portfolio. So you watch the videos, and in the videos I then tell that now you should do the assignment number one. And then you do it, and when you have done it, you continue watching the videos.
Yeah. This was my question. I was going to ask, are there like additional assignments on the webpage, or are these the assignments that are in the portfolio?
These are the assignments you have to do in order to complete this course, but there are also some extra assignments in the web pages, but I don't control them in any way. Okay, that was how you get 3 credit points, how to get 5 credit points, and how to get personal feedback. Actually, I have given some very small, typically one sentence or two feedbacks for everybody. Last semester, I did do that, and also I have a. If I find big misunderstandings from the portfolio, then I will correct them. I will send an email back to you and correct them, and also if I have some, suggestions or kind of a hints, tips concerning. Perhaps literature that would be good for you, some useful articles or something like that. I will tell you about those. So it might be possible that also this semester I give some feedback to you, but I cannot promise that because that takes quite much time. But this were sure way how to get personal feedback. You can do the portfolio, but after that you can attend a workshop that will be on May, it was, yes, 20th of May, a couple of last times there have been so much participants that one day hasn't been enough. So in this case too, it might be, but might be that we need a second day too, but we'll see. One day is reserved for it. If there are lots of presenters, we have another day too. And if there will be another day, we can have that another day in Finnish. But the starting point is that the language of those presentations is English. The audience has been very small during those workshops, but usually the discussions have been very good. Also, I should mention that the benefits of the workshop are a bit different for students at different phases of their PhD project. If you are just starting your PhD project, this is a good way to kind of find out what kind of theory of science questions might be related to it. So if you are just started, you probably aren't even aware of kind of all dimensions or what kind of background assumptions are related to your project. But if you are almost doing, almost done your dissertation, then you are in a very different position. Perhaps you can give some good advice, circulate some good practices, tell about those kinds of things to other PhD students. And what's the subject of those presentations? Typically, students talk about their own research projects, analyze their own positions, philosophical positions, analyze their own key concepts, make visible some of their background assumptions related to what kind of nature the research subject has. And one more typical topic is that students analyze the methods they are using, what kind of background assumptions are related to the methods they are using. So one problem related to internet courses is that at least if you implement in the way I have done, is that there's no communication, no discussions. So this is a perfect occasion for you to have some discussions and communication. I strongly recommend this workshop. Okay, so if you have a presentation there and watch the presentations of the other students of the same day, then you get 5 credit points. If you want to have a presentation there, contact me by 15th April. Send me an email where you tell you about your willingness to participate, and also it would be good to have your topic title, the title of your presentation. But you can give that later too. Okay, if I have something to tell about you, I will use those portlets at the left side of the web pages. For instance, I will notify when the program for the workshop is finished. I will give you the link to the program and notify you about it using that kind of a box, information box. And also, I think if I will content to the web pages, I will notify you using similar kind of box. So follow them. Do you have questions, comments concerning it?
Is there some kind of evaluation for the course, or is it just like pass?
Yes, accept it or not accept it, that's the evaluation. Okay, I have got one more slide. It has to do with another course. We are going to have an internet course on research ethics too. It has been constructed at the national level. The National Board on Research Integrity has been kind of coordinator in the construction of it. The University of Tampere has implemented it. Henrika Clarkburn, who has written a book about research ethics, had the main responsibility on the contents, and it will be her voice that you hear in those videos, mainly anyway. And this course is almost finished. Henrika has promised me that by the end of this month, her part is finished, and you can get one credit point by doing that. And I need to figure out some kind of extension for it so that you can get also 3 or 5 credit points. But I think that on February or March at the latest, we will have an internet course also on research ethics. And I think it will be quite good. Henrika has made very good work, at least from the pedagogical perspective. There are some issues related to quality of those videos, some of those videos she's using, but I think it's very versatile and good whole. I very much like it. So during this semester you will have also the possibility to research ethics internet course. We will tell you more about it when you can do it using the Methodology Center's email list. Okay, any more questions or comments? Yeah? They are half an hour presentations. Kind of instruction I have given is that students should leave 5 to 10 minutes for discussion. So the actual presentation would be something like 20 or 25 minutes. Okay, if no more questions emerges, so I thank you, and you are warmly welcome to start the course. I hope you enjoy it.